USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Southern California Gas Company announced Monday they've agreed to pay up to $1.8 billion in settlement claims over the 2015 Aliso Canyon Natural Gas Storage Facility blowout. Some 100,000 tons of methane, ethane, and toxic chemicals poured into the air for 112 days, forcing over 8,000 families to evacuate their Los Angeles area homes and sickening many with headaches, nausea, cancer claims, and more from the environmental disaster. After the Arizona audit from the 2020 election discovered many voting irregularities, including tens of thousands of duplicate ballots, the RNC has been stepping up efforts to prevent voter fraud and tampering with the upcoming 2022 midterms. According to the RNC Election Integrity Director, Josh Finley, the Republican Party plans to increase poll watching, litigation efforts to minimize and contest irregularities at the ballot box. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Following weeks of graphic and emotional testimony, singer R. Kelly was convicted Monday on all counts of sex trafficking. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
R. Kelly is being found guilty of all the charges against him. Women's rights attorney Gloria Allred saying she's proud of her clients who testified against the R&B singer.
Justice has been done. Let that be a message to other celebrities who also use their fame to prey on their fans and others who are unfortunate enough to come into contact with them.
The guilty verdicts include racketeering, as he was accused of recruiting women and underage girls for sex. He'll be sentenced in early May. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Freddy Krueger's famed razor glove and Michael Myers mask can be yours for the tens of thousands of dollars it's estimated to fetch at prop store auctions. That will be taking place November 9th through the 11th in London and Los Angeles, California. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden is frustrated with American journalists asking him questions. Jen Psaki at the White House lectern on Monday.
I think what he said is that they're not always on point. Now, I know that isn't something that anyone wants to hear but what I think he was conveying is, you know, today he might want to talk about COVID vaccines, and some of the questions are not always about the topic he's talking about in that day.
Journalist with The Hill, Joe Concha on Fox News, says Biden's handlers are trying to script the presidency.
I'm old enough to remember Jen Psaki on day one saying that she and the administration, the president, would always be transparent with the American people. On the economy, he's got a big inflation problem. On rising crime, he's got a big police morale and police retirement and resigning problem. Police reform also just failed recently. On immigration, he's got a big open border problem. The numbers are on pace to eclipse now. 2.3 million people entering the country illegally. That matches the population of the fourth largest city in the U.S., Houston. And what does the president and vice president do? They attack Border Patrol agents and a story smearing them as whip-wielding racists on Afghanistan and utter debacle, and somehow not one person in the administration gets fired over that. So Jen Psaki wants the press to obey. It's why she provides the president with a list of handpicked reporters that he follows to the T when he does a press conference. It's why we often, when he makes public statements, he turns his back on reporters on the way out. Simply put, you can't script a presidency, but they're trying to do so anyway.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.